So the Mara Chiddush v'yaflag av the batlinu lekulei. Of course, the Rashi is girls, so we're not girls lekulei. So v'yaflag av the batlinu. Said Rashi lechol shiva. But yes, still the Gemara says it's no good. Mishum the batla daita etzakolodim. The Gemara says it's a svar yibim mavatol das etzakolodim. In other words, even though you say it, we say you don't mean it because people don't do like this. And Rashi says lechol shiva batla daita etzakolodim. Not that you say you're not going to do it, we don't listen to you. It doesn't mean anything. Because most people, a normal person, you don't leave your blankets on the floor for 7 days. So if what's not called, you took away the avir, the air of the sukkah, the schach is still possible, still called the malo mechafama. What about teven or bitloy? Let's say on the floor of the sukkah, you put straw. And you mevatl it there. You have das to leave it there. Rosh Hashita is lishiva for 7 days. Other Rishonim say you have to be mevatlit loylum. It's not enough just for 7 days. When you put the straw down on the floor, you have to have in mind now, I'm going to leave the straw there. So then it's a svara, the straw becomes part of the floor, and the floor is elevated. Now you don't have a space of 20 amos between the schach and the floor is kosher. But Rashi Shita is, it's enough just to mevatlit l'shiva. Abi, for these 7 days of sukkis, you don't plan to take it away, it's enough. So if you put straw on the floor, or bitlo, you have in mind to leave it there, have a meat. That's called good, you elevated the floor, and now you don't have 20 amas anymore between the floor and the schach. The chol shchein offer a bitlo. For sure, if you put dirt on the floor, you add dust there, or dirt, to the floor, and you mavatl, you have in mind to leave it there for 7 days, for sure it's called a good bitl. That sukkah now is kosher. Now, what about teven v'yeinosin l'fnoisei? You put straw on the floor, but you didn't have daft to leave it there for 7 days. Just you don't have in mind now to take it away. In normal circumstances now, you're not going to take it away. You put the straw there, you don't need it for the next 7 days, so you don't have in mind now to take it away. But you still didn't have in mind beferish to leave it there. So what's halacha? Let's say you put on your floor now of the sukkah, dirt stam. You didn't have in mind to leave it there. You didn't have in mind to mabatl it there. You just put it down stam. What's the halacha? So Gemara says, machlekes Rabbi Yosi Rabbonin. This is a machlekes between Rabbi Yosi and Rabbonin, if it helps. Again, you have now your sukkah, that the schach is more than 20 yamas above the ground. So you want to elevate the ground, that the schach should not be 20 yamas above the ground. So if you're putting dirt on the floor now, you're elevating the floor by putting dirt, stam. You don't have in mind to leave it there or not to leave it there. Or else you're putting tevin, you're leaving straw, and you don't have das to mevatl there, just ein osel of meisei. You don't have in mind to take it away. What's the locha? So it's a machlekes Rabbi Yosi and Rabbonin. The Tanan. We learned the Mishnah in Oilis, a shala about tumas hameis. The locha by a meis is, if you have a meis in the house, and there's an oil on top of the meis, so an oil means that there's at least a tefach of air space between the meis and the top roof. Then we say it's called the good oil that keeps the tum inside. The tum does not shoot up, it doesn't go past the oil. Mashenkin, let's say there's no tefach between the mace and the oil. The mace is a very small oil. The mace is here, and right on top of the mace you have the cover. Then the loch is called tumma retutsa, that the tumma bursts and goes through the oil and goes straight up, nothing stops it. As in order for a roof to stop the tumma from going up, there has to be a tefach space in between the mace and the oil, and the top. So now, Ditanan, Bayis, you have a house that a mace is inside there. Shemilu Tevin, you filled up this house now with straw. Oit Shruis, or else you put pebbles inside this room. Ubitloi, and you had a mind to leave the straw there or the pebbles there. Da locher is mavutal. It helps that now you took away the air of this room, and therefore the tum of the mace is Ritsutsa, shoots up as if there's no mechitza on top of it stopping it, because there's no more avir of a tefach there. So the diak is, bitlayin, by putting straw there, it's only if you had in mind to leave it there. You mavatl it there, you have a farish in mind, I'm going to leave it there. Ma'ashen kein loy bitlay, but if you didn't speak out, you'd be mavatl to leave it there, it doesn't help. That's what the Tanakhama holds. The Tony Allah, we learned on this though, that Rabbi Yosi says like this, Tevin, let's say you're putting straw in this room now. All it is you don't have in mind to take it away. You don't need this straw for the next or hereby bias pasha means loylam. You don't have in mind to take it away. You don't need this straw anymore. Even though you didn't have in mind to leave it there, to mabatl it there, just as long as you don't need it, is harayu ka'ofastam. Rabbi Yosef says this straw has the same halacha as if you would fill up the room with dust, with dirt, and you'd leave it there stam. You wouldn't have in mind to take it away. You don't have in mind to leave it there. You put it there stam, or bottle. Still it helps. So you see, Rav Yosi's shita is that by straw it helps as long as you don't have in mind to take it away. And when you put dirt down there, it helps even though you don't have in mind at all. You just put it down stam, it's called bottle. Now what about ofar v'yosad l'chnoisei? What about you put dirt there, mamish dirt, but you have in mind to take it away, you need it. V'yosad l'chnoisei. Is a reyuk stam tevin v'lei bottle? Then the dirt has the same halacha as if you put straw stam, because you don't think whether you're going to leave it there, whether you're not going to leave it there. So by straw, that's no good. Because by straw, most probably the person needs it, he's going to use it. So even though you put it down now, we don't say you have in mind really to leave it there, it's only temporary there. So therefore it's not called part of the ground or here part of the house, and therefore we still see the avir, the space between the mace and the roof, therefore it's called the good oil. So just like here by oil ha-mace, you see it's the machlokes from Rabbi Yosi in the Tanna Kamma, by putting straw down, when you don't have in mind, if you don't have in mind to take it away, or else you put dirt down, stam, then according to Tanna Kamma it's no good. It's only good if you mavatlet mamish. You have in mind, I'm going to leave it there. Then it's called botlas, part of the house. And Rav Yosi says no. By tevin, by straw, it's enough. Just you don't have in mind to take it away. And by dust, by dirt, it's enough, stam, just putting it there. Even though you don't think about leaving it there, but since you don't think about taking it away either, that's enough. Suva din by sukkah be the same halacha also. In the case where you want to elevate the ground, if you put dirt on the floor, according to Rabbi Yosi, the sukkah would be kosher. And if you put straw on the floor, if you don't have in mind to take it away, it also be kosher according to Rabbi Yosi. Right. What about hoysa gavoya meyesra mama? Let's say the schach of the sukkah was lamala meyesra mama. It was very high, it was more than 20 yamas above the floor. Now, v'hutzin yordin v'toich chafama. Hutzin means that's like leaves. Like you have schach, the leaves of the schach is coming into the sukkah. V'hutzin, that's like the leaves, are coming in yordin v'toich chafama. It comes into the chafama of the sukkah. In other words, if you start counting the schach from the bottom of the leaves, when the leaves shoot down, there at that space to the floor, it's less than 20 amas. In other words, the schach starts on top, it's 25 amas. A 22 amas above. But then the leaves come down 2 amas down, and they come into the 20 amas mark. So what's the lochem? Do you count the schach from the bottom of the leaves, and then there's less than 20 amas of space between the floor and the beginning of the schach would be kosher? Or no, we don't count those leaves. So it depends. In tilsa meruba mechamosam sheira. If the shade of these leaves is more than the chama, more than the sun, that is kshayra. In other words, let's say we take away the whole top part of the schach, and you'd only have these leaves here. Now these leaves by itself would be kosher schach, they by themselves would cause it to be rove, sail, rove, shade, more than the sun, then it's kshayra, it's a kosher sukkah. Why? Because we say, like, dal mihoch at the top part of the schach. Just look at these part of the leaves that are coming down now into the sukkah, into the chafam of the sukkah. Therefore, the sukkah is kosher, because that's the bottom layer of the schach, and from that to the floor, it's less than 20 yamas. So therefore, there's no psul. V'yimla psula. But if not, let's say the leaves that come down into the chafam mark is not enough schach by itself. It doesn't cause enough shade by itself. It itself would be mostly sunny. Now what causes all the shade? The top part of the schach. But since the top part of the schach is lamalum and chafam, it's more than 20 amis above the ground, therefore the sukkah is posel. According to the Rabbanan and the Baal Mishnah, that whenever the schach is lamalum and chaf, the sukkah is posel. Hoy so gvoya yutfochim. Let's say the sukkah, the schach was 10 tfachim above the ground. So that's a kosher sukkah. The Mishnah says it has to at least be 10 tfachim off the ground. So you had that. The schach was 10 tfachim off the ground. But for hutzin yordin l'toich yud. But now you have these leaves sticking down into the sukkah, into the yud tfachim of the avar of the space of the sukkah. What's the halacha? So sov rabbi l'meim, Pasha rabbi wanted to say it depends. That in chamosim merubim mitzilsom, let's say these little leaves that are sticking down, they're not enough to make shade by itself. By itself would be mostly sunny, there'd be only a little bit shade. So therefore it's not called kosher eschach, it doesn't take away from the space of the sukkah. Therefore you thought to say, kshera, it's a kosher sukkah now. So Joshua, why? The minyanim, just like when it's too high up, if there's too much sun, it's not called tzchach. The same way now, benemucha, when you want to make it too small to pass it, nami therefore, if you have mostly sun, you won't have enough shade from these leaves coming down. It's not called kosher tzchach. So it's as if we don't have the schach here. Therefore, the schach first starts from where? From the top layer of the schach. And the top layer of the schach is 10 tvachim above the ground. So Abaye thought to say, like we should say, that the sukkah is still kosher. Oh, Malay Rav, the Rav answered back, no. Here it's possible. He said, ho diras ruchi. You should know it's not called the good sukkah. It's called the diras ruchi. You can't live there. In other words, the svar why the roof, the schach, has to at least be 10 tefachim tall, that's the least amount that you can live half normally. You can sit there at least, you can enjoy your meal there, you can sit there. He was saying if you have some leaves poking you down, even though those leaves coming down is not really kosher schach, it's very little, it's not enough to cause more shade than cham, it'll be more sun than shade, it's not kosher schach, but our kolpon is not livable though now in this sukkah. Because the whole thing is only 10 tefachim high. And the top tefach there, you have leaves coming down, it's not livable. That's called diras rucha. It's not called the good dira. So pashut halacha we hold, that's an amish pasul. The sukkah is it's a psul in the sukkah. The sukkah has to be right to live there. A diras rucha is pasul. The Rambam brings down this lashon to say that if you do it, you didn't do a nice thing, the Rambam says. Masha from the Rambam, you warm a kind of mitzvah sukkah. Just you didn't do a mitzvah min amukher. Because you have to make a good sukkah that it can be livable there. If you make it a diras rucha, the Rambam paskins, it's not such a good mitzvah. But mashma according to Rambam, you are makayim the mitzvah. But I call upon him, Allah, we hold not like that. Allah, we hold the posh of the Gemara's mashma, it's a psul in the sukkah. It's called diras rucha, and therefore that's not called a sukkah, it's not called a sukkah you can live comfortable. It has to at least be 10 tefachim there that you can live nicely. Mashenkin Allah, let's say, it's the noya sukkah that's hanging down. Let's say you have a sukkah that's exactly 10 tefachim tall. That's all it is, or 40 inches, let's say. It's only 10 tefachim tall. And you have noise sticker coming down, then we pass it in kosher. Because even though it's not so comfortable, but you're doing it to make it look nicer, like you don't mind that. You're making the sukkah look nicer. But after you have some noise sticker, some decorations coming down, that would still be kosher. But another case. Again, you have the schach that's lamala mechofama. So the way it is now, it's possible according to the Rabbanan. The schach was more than 20 yamas above the ground. So you want to make it kosher. So one of the answer is, ubona vo itzdebo. You build in the middle of the sukkah a platform, like this first picture here. In other words, the lines here is called the itzdebo. The real sukkah should be one, these three walls you see, that's the big sukkah. And the schach on top was 25 yamas tall. So an eitzer is on the bottom on the floor, build a platform, and raise the platform, let's say 5 amos. So now from the top of the platform until the schach, it's less than 20 amos. So that's the way to make it kosher if you stand on top of the itzdebo. We'll soon see about that. So the baal uvona bo itzdebo, kineged doifen and tsoi, like this picture, at the opposite of the middle wall. In other words, opposite the middle wall, all across it, you made a platform. Al pnei kula, that went from the right side to the left side. Now at this first picture. So you have a platform now, straight across from one side to the other side, coming out from the middle wall. V'yesh bo hechsher sukkah. Now this platform by itself is at least 7 by 7 tefachim. There's a hechsher sukkah here. Is a lachak shera. You have a kosher sukkah right now. Because from the top of this platform until the schach is less than 20 yamas. Therefore it's a kosher sukkah. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, doifen em tsoi. The stam sukkah bash loishu defanis. Usually a regular sukkah in the Gemara has only 3 walls. Kimas nisim, like the Mishnah says. For a viyasi kula pesach. The fourth wall used to be open, like our Mishnah says. All you need is just 3 walls for the sukkah. So you made this itzdebo, this platform, apnei kula. Shemegiyin beiz rosh itzdebo. Lebeiz defanas atzodim. It reaches both the right and left side. It's a type of a platform made from stone. If you have the size on this platform of Shiva Tvachim Umashu, Tahainu Raisha Rubu Vashachonai. Here Rashi says what's called the Heksha Sukkah, not only 7 by 7 Tvachim, but Rashi Shita is here at least, he needs 7 and a Mashu. It has to be a little bit more than 7 Tvachim. The Mashur doesn't know why Rashi says it. The Mashur says all over Masech the Sukkah, we always say the smallest amount for Heksha Sukkah is enough, Shiva Shiva. You just have to have 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim. Here Rashi says you need a little bit more. You need shivu machza, shivu mashu. A little bit more than 7 by a little bit more than 7. That's what you need. Alright, the Ritzvah, the Pnei Yeshua wants to say a teretz here. That's only over here Rashi is saying it. Because the pshat is that it's the bohir, we have to make it as if the walls reach the sukkah. See, so goes to the pshat that you have to put the wall on top of the itzvah also. So if the Itzvah would only be 7 by 7, there wouldn't be room there to put the wall on top of the Itzvah. So now the Sukkah would be puzzled. So there has to be a little bit more Mashu here, that there should be space to put the wall on top of the Itzvah. Like it has to look as if the Itzvah is the whole Sukkah. As if you could put a wall on top of the Itzvah. That's why here Rashi says there has to be Shevo Machza. Verachnam, the Pnei Yeshua learns Rashi's also asking other places, if you just have a regular 3 walls for the sukkah, as long as the space inside is 7 by 7 is takin kosher. You only need the mashu here in order to be able to say you could put the wall on top of this platform. But that's halacha. Now, Rashi has a chiddush here, the next Rashi, Kshera. Rashi learns now the whole sukkah is kosher. So Rashi learns, kol ha-sukkah, sheyesh lo gimel defanis. Rashi learns the whole sukkah is kosher. Even the first part of the sukkah that doesn't have the platform is also kosher. You're allowed to eat in there also. Vay heft, Rashi sukkah says, afilu mitzvah b'hovo. Even from outside the platform, it's also kosher. The minyan chalolim rosh itzvah. Because the ikus sukkah taka we count from top of the platform, umala, until the schach, v'nimtza doifen and soy kula kosher. So it comes out this back wall, the middle wall, is completely kosher. Because the back wall here has the platform, which is elevated. So now from the top of that until the schach is less than 20 amis. So this back wall for sure is kosher. And the Masha Shita is the 2 side walls also, up until the platform is kosher. Now what's the problem? When the wall goes further than the Itzvah, than the platform, over there the ground, until the schach is more than 20 amis. So Rashi Shita is that the Gemara Legend of Yutes says that if you have part of the wall is kosher, and then the wall extends, even though the part that extends is puzzled, Rashi learns from the Gemara later that you're allowed to sit in that part of the sukkah also. That's Rashi Shita. As long as you have a good part of the wall that's kosher, and then the wall extends and goes further, as long as the wall goes and the schach on top, you're allowed to eat under that schach. Even though here Lamais at that point, it's Lamala Mechofama, still it's kosher. But that's Rashi Shita. The Rosh over here argues on Rashi, we're not going to go into it too much. We'll wait till we see that Gemara and Daf Yutes. Yeah, but Rashi Shita here is, it's kosher, the whole sukkah, even outside the Itzvah also. Right, what about Umin Hatzad? Let's say you build the Itzvah, the platform, like the second picture. You didn't build it straight in the middle, in the back wall, but you made it on the right side. So the mice is only kineged the right wall, and the top wall, that's all you have. So really you only have now 2 walls of the sukkah, that's kosher. Because the third wall is lamaisa there, there's no platform. So here on the left side, the second picture, the schach is more than 20 amas above. So that wall is puzzle. So why is it kosher? So the Mar says, O min atzad, if you made the platform on the side, it depends. Im yesh misvas itzbo lekoisom. If this white space on the left side, from the end of the platform until the third wall, if it's more than dalad amas away, then psula, then the sukkah is puzzle. Because the ma'isa, this third wall, you can't use at all. Because by that wall, the schach is more than 20 amis above the floor. So it's possible. You could only use where you have the platform, the right wall, and the top part of the middle wall. That's only 2 walls. 2 walls is a possible sukkah. So mainly, if the left wall, the third wall, is more than dalad amis away from the platform, it's possible. Ma'ashen kein pochus mi'arba amis. Let's say the third wall here is less than dalad amis away from the Itzvah, from the platform, then we say Kshera. Then the whole sukkah is kosher. I will soon see the whole thing is not kosher. Kshera. Why is it kosher? The Chorah might come Ashvelon. What are you teaching me now? Why is it kosher? The Yarmina, because we say a new Yisoid by Sukkah. The Yarmina Doifin Akuma. We say a svar of a Doifin Akuma means we can make a wall become crooked. You can make the wall itself crooked. As if to say, let's say this third wall, this left wall now. That wall true is Lamala Mechav. It's more than 20 amas above. So it's no good. But we'll take a look as if this top wall now, the Rashi there is, it goes up and it turns over. So now here, this part here was the Istaba over here. You had the whole sukkah here. So here you build the Istaba. So now right over here you have a wall coming up here and you have a wall coming up here. Now this here is kosher. But over here the wall coming up here is puzzle. Because this whole space here is less than 20 amis. If you say, if this here is less than Dalad Amis away, so I say Doifin Akuma means this wall, when it comes up, it turns over and comes all the way to here. As if to say this wall first ends right next to the Itzabur. So we look as if the wall comes down to here. Another way, we could extend this wall, Rashi Shitter is, Doifin Akuma, we say the wall goes up and becomes crooked, turns over. So this top tzchach is not part of the tzchach, it's part of the wall. So we look as if this third wall now comes over, extends mamash till above of the istabah, and it comes right down on the istabah. So therefore, this istabah, this platform now, has three walls to it. It has the right wall, because here it's less than 20 amis. It has this wall here, it's less than 20 amis. And the third wall now is also kosher. Because we say dofen akuma. We say this third wall on the left side, it goes up, and the schach, it becomes part of the wall. The wall itself turns over, and it first comes down next to the istabah. And the Rosh speaks out, according to where Rashi learns, that the top part of the schach becomes part of the wall, then you can't sit under that wall. Like this whole, the whole open space of the sukkah is possible to sit there, because it doesn't have any schach. The schach of this wall is part of the wall. So for sure, according to Rashi Shita, you could only sit underneath the itzabah. The schach underneath the itzabah, that's all. But the schach on the left side, it's possible because it's not part of the schach, it's part of the doifin. Rashi says, "Pachus medal damas kshera." Rashi, "Shafu hukshar al yodai," because it becomes kosher because of this doifin akuma. The kaim alon Rashi says, "Halach lemoshim sinai." The machshire sukkah day akimas doifin. You have a right to crooked, turn over, bend over the wall. Ad arbamis. If it's only arbamis, chosam ashu a little bit less than arbamis, we could bend over the wall. Rashi says, "V'royin tzchach elyon." We look as if this top tzchach. That's more than 20 amas above the ground. Hamachubul adayfin harochuk. That is attached to this end of the third wall, like this left wall here. The schach on top goes all the way to that left wall. So we say now that the schach kilahu min adayfin. We look as if the top schach becomes part of the wall. In other words, the wall goes up and turns over, becomes crooked like. That's doifin akuma. V'yokum ad k'neged tzvas itzabah. So therefore we look as if the wall first comes down right next to the platform. Therefore this platform now has three walls on all three sides of it. Therefore it's a kosher sukkah. That's the pshat of doifin akuma. That we say a wall, we'll soon see another pshat of doifin akuma, another way of saying doifin akuma. That the wall comes over next to the schach. For the Gemara, if that's the chiddushit, you say doifin akuma, pshit do we say it? For the Gemara Tanina, we learned a Mishnah like that later. Tanina, we learned later that bayis, if you have a house, shenivchas, your roof caves in. You have a house, and the roof caves in. And now at the zoh, you want to use this roof for sukkah. So what do you want to do? You want to put the schach on top of the open roof. The roof caved in. The sichach agabav, you put schach now on top of the hole in the roof. But the hole is not completely mamash all the way to the wall. Like the hole is in the middle. It says, loshen here, im yesh min ha-koysel, Lesichov dal damis psula. And let's say from the wall until where your hole took place, where you put in the schach, there's dal damis there of the old roof. Then it's posel, because the roof is posel schach. Where does the schach first start? 4 amos away in the middle of the roof. That's posel, because you don't have the walls near the schach. Mashenkin apochus mikan. Let's say from where the wall goes up. And then you have a little piece of roof still left over, only 3 amos wide. And then the hole starts, we have Yitzchach, the loch is at the kosher sukkah. Where the wall is, it's not near the tzchach. Where the wall is, you still have 3 amos of roof, which is post the tzchach. So why is it kosher? Because they say, Daitan Akuma, the same svara. we look as if this wall goes straight up and the top roof is part of the wall. So as if to say the wall first ends where the hole is. So the roof, the wall ends mamash where the tzchach is starting. So since in the middle there you have your kosher tzchach, it's a kosher sukkah. So we see as long as the wall is less than dalad amos away from the hole, we look as if that top roof is part of the wall. So we know this yisrael already that we say doifin akuma. So what's your chiddush here by this sukkah here, by the itzabur, it's also kosher, you say doifin akuma. So Mara says, now the time I would have thought like this. Hosamu dechaz yil doifin. Over there we're talking about a house. Now the house is talking about the walls are not 20 amos tall. The walls are normal walls. Let's say they're 10 amos tall. That's all. So really, the wall is called a good wall. Now what's the concern though? That next to the wall, there's a roof. And the roof is possible schach. So then we say doifin akuma. In other words, since this doifin, the wall is really good for a sukkah. Let's say you knock off the roof altogether, mamash until the wall, and you put the schach all the way on top of the roof, avada bikosha then. It's only possible now because next to the wall, there's still some part of the old roof there. But the wall itself is a kosher wall. Maybe that's when I say Deif Nakuma. So I say, since you wall, you're less than 20 yamas tall, it's a kosher wall for sukkah, then I can say Deif Nakuma. I look as if the wall becomes part of that roof, since it's less than dalad amos away from the schach, and we say it's a kosher doifin. The chazal doifin. Avol hocha. Mashenka here in our case. This third wall, lemaist, is more than 20 yamas tall. So it's a posel wall for a sukkah. Avol hocha de lechazal doifin. It's not roi for the doifin. E maloi. I would say, hey, maybe don't say doifin akuma. In other words, doifin akuma means if you have a wall already, I could make the wall crooked to make it kosher. But here, a wall that's more than 20 yamas tall is possible for sukkah. So the gate hilchas sukkah, it's like you don't have a wall there altogether. So I would have thought maybe you don't say doifin akuma. Kamashma, no. Still we say doifin akuma. Even though it's 20 yamas tall, but since after we say the doifin akuma, that this third wall gets attached to the schach, and it comes mamash to where the platform begins, and by the platform, it's less than 20 yamas tall. So, Melo, we look as if we have a good wall there. Therefore, the sukkah is kosher. That's the chiddush. Fine, what about another chiddush? Hoyso gevoya michofama. Again, another case. The schach was more than 20 yamas above the floor. So the sukkah is possible now. Obona itzdebo b'yemtsiyusa. And you build the platform right smack in the middle of the sukkah. Not connected to any one of the three walls. The platform is not near any wall. The platform is mamish in the middle of the sukkah. 7 by 7 tefachim in the middle of the sukkah, you build the platform. And all three walls are posel walls, because the walls are more than 20 yamas tall. What's the halacha? So the din is the same thing. Im yesh, misvas itzdebo l'doifim. If from the end of your platform until the wall, 4 amas l'choruach ruach tzula, if there's 4 amas or more, from the platform until the wall, that is possible. You can't say doifin akuma, so you don't have kosher walls. You have a platform without walls, it's not a sukkah. Mashen kein tochus mi'arbamis. Let's say this platform, from the end of the platform until the wall, is less than dalad amos away, sheirim. Then we say the mokum of the platform is a kosher sukkah. Because we say doifin akuma. We say the side walls go up, and if the top tzchach becomes part of this wall, now where does that wall end? Exactly where the itzdebor starts. So as if by the itzdebor you have 3 walls around the platform. And again, according to Rashi Shita, you will not be allowed to eat on the side of the itzdebor. Because that's not tzchach, that's part of the wall. You could only eat underneath the itzdebor itself.
What are you telling me now?
The Yamrim Doifin Akuma, that we say Doifin Akuma, where this platform is in the middle of the sukkah, and all 3 walls are Lamala Mechof. Still, we say if the walls are less than Dal Damas away from the platform, it's kosher. Why? Because you say Doifin Akuma. For the Gemara, Hainu Hach, we already learned it already before. We had that's the case of the Itzibor, where the Itzibor was on the side, and it reached 1 wall, that we said for the 3rd wall is kosher, because we said Doifin Akuma. So you already told me that you said Doifin Akuma by Sukkah. What's the chiluk between the second picture here, where the platform was on the right side, or in our case now that the platform is in the middle? What's the difference? In both places, you have to come on to Doifin Akuma. So Mar said, yes, there's a chiddush here. Now the time, I would think like this.
Doifen akuma meruach achas amrinim. We only say doifen akuma from one wall, one side, like this second picture here, where you build the platform on the right side of the sukkah. So the only problem is you're missing the third wall on the left side. So I would think for one wall, I say doifen akuma, that's true. Avo kol ruach ruach light. But here we have the platform right smack in the middle of your sukkah. It's not near any wall at all. Like mamash, in the middle of the room here, you make the platform. So all the three walls on the side are lamala mechaf. So I would have thought that the three walls really are puzzle. The only way you can make a kosher, if you say doifen akuma, all three walls, you say it goes up to the roof, to the schach, and it becomes part of the doifen, mamash to the middle of the room where you have the platform. So I would think maybe on all four sides or three sides, you don't say doifen akuma. Only in the first picture where it's doifen akuma for the third wall, you say it. But maybe for all three walls, you don't say it. Kamash mlun. That's the second chiddush you know. Even if you have the platform right smack in the middle of the sukkah, and you have to come on to doifen akuma for all three sides of the wall, all three walls, still you're allowed to say doifen akuma. That's the chiddush here. So the Rishonim the Mesa Kash of the Mitzvah, the Chura, this you said that you say doifen akuma on all four walls, we learned already. That was the case before by Bayish and Ifchas, Vesnichach Agabov. Our girsa, they had the girsa, Bayish and Ifchas Biyamsiusa, they had a girsa. That the house, like the roof, caved in the middle. So the middle of the roof caved in. Still we say if the hole in the middle is less than Dal Damas away from the four walls, then you're allowed to put Schach in the middle of the hole there, and there's a kosher sukkah. Why is it a kosher sukkah? Because we say Deif and Akuma. We say all three walls on the side, it goes up, since it's that less than Dal Damas away from the hole, we say it goes up, and that first part of the roof is part of the wall, and you say Deif and Akuma on all three sides to make the sukkah kosher. So what does the Gemara say now? Why we think you only say doifen akuma on one side, not on three sides? We already learned before that a bayish and ifchas you say on all three sides. So the Ritzvah answers that's different. Over there by the bayis, really like the Gemara said before, svarim, the walls of the bayis is roy to be a wall of a sukkah. The wall by itself is not 20 yamas tall. The only concern was you had a little roof on top. So where the walls itself are roy to be walls, then you say avada doifen akuma on all three sides. But here the chiddush is that all three sides, the walls are more than 20 yamas high. So on all three sides, the walls are not right to be a doifen. And also you have to say doifen akuma on all three sides. That I would think you wouldn't say. Like either one by itself you would say. When you have only a sarn of one wall, like here the third wall, even though it's more than 20 yamas high, you say doifen akuma. Even though that wall by itself is possible, you say doifen akuma. Where you have the house, and all three walls are kosher walls, really, they're less than 20 yamas tall, then also I said doifen akuma for all three walls. But here I have two chasroinis. Zai, all three walls are more than 20 yamas high, so by themselves they're not kosher for a wall. Plus you have to say doifen akuma on all three sides, maybe you don't say it. That's the chmashpon of the Gemara, no. That even though you have two chasroinis, zai, the walls are more than 20 yamas tall, and you have to say on all three sides, still the lach is we say doifen akuma, and the sukkah is kosher in the middle. Where you have yeschach in the middle, above the platform, that's where it's kosher. Let's say your sukkah, the schach, was less than 10 tefachim above the ground. So that's possible. The Mishnah said it's only kosher if it is at least a chalala, a space of 10 tefachim between the floor and the schach. Let's say you only have 9 tefachim. Now you want to make it kosher, the chokak bo kadeh lashlimai. So what do you do? In the middle of your sukkah now, you dig a hole like, to make it that if you stand inside the hole, there'll be 10 tefachim from the floor of that hole until the sukkah. So that's the chokak bo. You hollow out a hole there. Kadeh lashlimai yasara. In order to make it that from the bottom of that hole, there's 10 tefachim to the schach. So it depends. So avadi, you have to hollow out the size of at least 7 by 7. You have to make a kosher sukkah there. Now, if we say from where you hollowed out in the middle of the sukkah, your hole, if from the end of the hole until the real wall of the sukkah, there's gimel tefachim, that you can't say loved, then we say psula. Because even though true, in the middle of the sukkah you have a hole that's yud tefachim high, but what does that got to do with the sukkah? Sukkah needs walls. You have to look by the wall. Since by the wall it's only 9 tefachim off the ground, so it's a pasla sukkah. Only if the wall is less than gimel tefachim away from the hole, then it's kosher. Mashenkein saying, p'chusa mishloisha tefachim, sheirim.